Blog Talk Radio.
You, man, you already know what the fuck it is. PSA Radio, man. We back. My bro, Dre, Three Letterman. What's good, man?
Man, what the fuck is popping out here, man? Y'all already know what it is, man. What's cracking?
Ain't shit. Yo, we got Hitman Holla about to call up today. Why don't you tell the people, Dre, by the way, who we had earlier so they can understand the segments that are dropping?
I'd rather surprise them, to be honest, when the segments drop. But
you want
to
surprise them?
You
want to surprise them?
Yeah, let's surprise them.
All right.
We'll surprise them.
All right, let's surprise them. Look out for these segments coming, man. A very, very special guest called up, man. We're going to be dropping that shit for you guys. And you already know what it is, man. We got Hitman Holla battling Shoddy Horror this weekend in 2 days, actually.
What?
2 days battling Shoddy. It's about to be crazy. It's about to be crazy. So... that's going to be happening.
More than crazy, because I'm going to keep it real. More than crazy, because I originally thought him and Pat was going to battle. You know what I mean? But I'm not mad at him and Shoddy at all.
Nah, you can't be mad at that. Can't be mad at him and Shoddy. That's who I kind of figured it would be, too. I remember we did, like, our little prediction thing on here. And I was like, man, I'm feeling, yo, it's going to be Hitman and Shoddy. So Hitman and Shoddy about to go down. Yeah, man, it's about to be crazy. This Blackout weekend, you were looking forward to it or what?
Of course, my dude. Anytime it's battle rap, and I've just been feeling like it's been like not, you know, a lot of battles been battle rap. It's been 2 months in the year already, in the calendar year, and no big main events have happened. So I'm looking forward to King of the Dying. Like I told you earlier, Timbo, for me, I'm looking forward to T Rex. That's who I want to see. I want to see how he bounces back. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to T-Rex. I think he's Tupac this weekend. He's all eyes on him.
Yes, sir. That's true. And, you know, our second guest calling up today is going to be Holahan. And I remember you were saying that, damn, it could be Rex versus Holahan. Is that something that you would like to see if it was confirmed?
I wouldn't mind seeing that. If that's the person that match up with him. I think styles make matchups. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I got no problem with Rex and Holahan if they get it popping. Not at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be dope, man. I am looking forward to that one. So, if that's going to be the matchup. But we got a crazy card. You know, Dumbfound is on that shit, Conceited. Yeah, I mean, everybody's on that, man. You know, and you got the OVO machine behind it with Drake and you know, Organic working together as well. So, it's Blackout Weekend, man. In Toronto, I think it's going to be dope, man. I think it's going to be dope. So
it's dope.
We got
dope, but here's the thing. It's dope, but not knowing who's going to battle each other is not it's cool and it's mysterious, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want to see the matchups they have. That's my concern and shit. And here's the thing
that
I want to ask. How come they were able to disclose Hitman and Shoddy? I'm pretty sure.
Well, what they did,
Yeah,
what they did was they announced the main events, and we actually have the guest calling up right now, so I know he's going to speak on it, but Hitman and Shoddy is the main event for day one. Let's bring the dude on right now, man. Hitman Holla, welcome to PSA, man. What's good?
Yo, yeah, everyone up.
Hitman, what's poppin', my G?
What's up, man? What's the word, fellas? Thanks for having me.
Listen, before we even start, Hitman, I want to ask you, how's your mom's doing, my G?
I'm doing better, man. The support and love that, you know what I'm saying, my fans show, my G and Twitter, all that stuff really helped. You know what I'm saying? She's doing better, man. She finished chemo last week. She's done with that.
Dope.
Now she just go back. She do radiation for the next 3 weeks. She back working. You know what I'm saying? So we all right.
Well,
I see your cousin Murphy Lee stop by. I said, what's up?
Yeah, Unc show love, man. Nick Cannon came through. Like, a lot of people, football players, NBA players, a lot of people came to show love, man. So,
that's dope.
You know, yeah.
That's dope. Yo, you versus Shoddy this Saturday, main event.
Talk about it.
What's going on, Hitman? Let's go, man. You already know what you up here.
God, give me help, man. I needed this. That's why, see, I did this on purpose, man. They were trying to get me, you know what I'm saying, do an interview early. I'm like, nah, I want to do it right now. Y'all going to put
yep.
me in that mode, man, that kill mode. I mean, I'm excited. From day one, I've been excited because it's different. You know, it's a different environment for me, so that's new. That's a new challenge. I get to touch some fans, pause, that haven't seen me. You know what I'm saying? I get to some fans get
mm-hmm.
to see me live that haven't never saw me. You know what I'm saying? That's another challenge. Number three, the person I'm going against, you know what I'm saying, a different kind of person. You know what I'm saying, different kind of MC and from somewhere else. That's another challenge. So I've been excited from the start, man. You know?
Or,
I'm ready,
yeah.
man. I'm ready to show them, man, at the Hitman. It's different with Hitman in front of you. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh. Let me ask you a question, Hitman. You battled on Street Status, and you've been URL for years. Is there any, obviously not butterflies, you're a fucking legend right now. Is there any, like, feeling like I'm going to be on a different stage in a different atmosphere? Obviously, this helps out the Hitman Holler brand. You going on Wildin' Out. Does this just expand your brand?
Yeah. And then, I mean, it's still butterflies. It's still, like, you know, just like KD before game, he's still getting up. You know what I'm saying? It's still the excitement. So it's still, you know what I'm saying? I'm still get that feeling where, to go on stage performing for the thousands. So, you know what I'm saying? I still get that feeling. And it's a different, it helped my brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as I still can say, well, I would go headline at Toronto. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a different league, KOT, you know what I'm saying? Drake event, too. You know what I'm saying? So, that's still good looks. So, yeah, it helped or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I could be a part of it.
So, you know, a lot of people say that if you don't get butterflies before you do it, you shouldn't be doing it anymore. You know, like you said, even Kevin Durant, Kobe, you know, they all have the butterflies still. Are you preparing differently for this battle as you would something, like you said, Street Status or URL?
It's the same hit, man. I try to, if I'm anything different, I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, better myself, like better my craft,
mm-hmm.
throw some more balls, you know what I'm saying, throw some more schemes or some more balls, do something, that stuff. But for the main, like the main Hitman, like the main goal is the Hitman. That's what got me over there. You know what I'm saying? That's what the fans
yep.
grew to love. So I ain't changing. Like all that shit niggas be talking on, all that best pen in the game, who the being, no bummer. That shit been dead. Like I stopped listening to that 4 years ago. I'm going to be Hitman. You know what I'm saying? That's me. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm going to, I don't know, me, you know, ain't no telling who I might bring. And show out might come, show out might not. You never know if he's going to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hitman, what was the perception when that trailer dropped, though, and it was like, all right, Hitman is battling Shoddy. Was it like, all right, this is dope, or did you get any, I'm not feeling this matchup?
Oh, it
was
crazy.
Perception
yeah, like, it was actually better than I thought. Because, I mean, I knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not to sound cocky, but a lot of people were just happy to see me battle. You know what I'm saying? Whether I was in the ring, like, people be happy to know that I got a battle coming up. So they was excited,
yeah.
But I also got a lot, because I didn't really know Shoddy had that kind of fan. Like, he got a good fan base. So, you know what I'm saying? His people was hype. You know what I'm saying? That whole little demographic over there. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing a lot of little research on him and just you know, been checking him out. And he got a nice little following. So his fan base is happy. You know what I'm saying? For a nice Twitter buzz and IG buzz, a lot of arguments on a lot of TV lyrical. You can't holler. You know what I'm saying? They still arguing that, so that was good. That's what I wanted to hear. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm glad they announced my battle, because it would have been tight for the surprise, but I don't know who and how, but everybody knew I was battling Shoddy. You had your
yep.
couple people that didn't, but for the main culture of battle rap, people knew. So they was like,
yep.
you might as well just, you know what I'm saying? It's going to look stupid if we was going last and ain't nobody, everybody know I ain't been up there yet. They don't know. So we like, man, we might as well just go ahead and promote them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all main event for Saturday.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They just go like that. So that's why they announced my battle. I heard y'all talking about that as soon as I got on. So I mean.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was just, for Shotty. Shotty ain't no slouch. He's very, very talented. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be on play with people. Either. If you notice, I ain't never came to a battle and played. I had a round where, you know what I'm saying, that happened where, you know what I'm saying, other than that, I don't play with nobody. So I ain't taking them lightly at all. So I'm ready for war.
Hey, man, I got to ask you this, man. Did Drake say anything to you? Because, you know, he's behind the card, too. If he spoke to him, what did he say to you if you guys
you know, that's my favorite rapper. So I was like, that made me kind of, that got me amped. You know what I'm saying? He damned me. You know what I'm saying? I still got the damn or whatever. Just on some shit. You know how that go. You know what I'm saying? That's just like a historical moment for me, just like off battle rap. I got niggas like that that's really honoring me and respecting fans of me or what I do. You know what I'm saying? So he hit me up like, he hit me up like, oh, hey, man. I had DMs. I'm like, man, I appreciate you having me. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming to Rock Toronto. And he hit back like, man, I'm excited, man. I'm seeing you, like, seeing you battle live is what's in. So I'm excited to battle live and the whole event will be dope. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I appreciate it, dog. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, so we gonna, you know, we gonna chop it up when you touch down. I'm like, all right, man, I'll see you in February. You know what I'm saying? That's that, and it was that. But that shit right there, I mean, more amp. You know what I'm saying? So, man, that shit, that was it right there, man.
So let me ask you a question, hey, man. You got your paperwork ready, my nigga, to get across that border? Your paperwork is good?
I don't know, man. You never know. So I might. Hey, look. Look, you never know, man. Just know. See, I wanted to. People still think I ain't going to show up. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I hope I'm supposed to get my passport tomorrow. Hopefully it comes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord. Amen.
Hitman waits to the last minute, man. Come on.
Oh, good job.
Hey,
let me ask you a question. Hitman, I got to play devil's advocate, though. Hold on. I got to play devil's advocate, man. Let's say if your passport is not ready by tomorrow, do you think, I mean, is this considered bad business? Because a lot of times cats can't get across there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
It won't hurt your fan base, but I think them King of the Dark crowd is really waiting, anticipating for Hitman Holla. You and Ray might be the two cats they really anticipate.
If anything, like, ain't nothing, like, something out of my mama or something happened to my health or something like that, that'd be the only thing that I'd expect fans to forgive me if I didn't show. You know what I'm saying? If I don't come over there because my passport didn't come on time, that's bullshit on my end, and I expect it. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that. So if I don't come over there because of that reason, I should be all the names in the world. You know what I'm saying? They sold a million tickets over there. I just didn't understand how people ain't show up, or I don't understand that. Like, this is my career. I done made this a career. Battle rap wasn't a career. And when we first started, niggas was telling me, well, you know you need to do something else. You can't. Battle rap ain't no career. I is a pretty damn good career right now. And if you think I'm a bullshit and not be able to get to a battle on some, oh, I ain't in my past. You know what I'm saying? Like, let that
happen.
You
happen
to Big T?
Happen to
Ill Will? Swim across them lakes, bro. You better swim across them lakes to go to Detroit to get into Canada, bro. I'm telling you.
I know. Man.
You gotta be over there.
But that's another fun thing. Like, will I show up? Like, will I be a rapper that everybody can't wait to see me? So that's another reason why I'm excited, because it's a lot of Toronto people like, oh, hey, man, like, if them other little guys ain't show up, I'm talking heavy, them other little guys ain't show up. Hey, man, probably
Big T, Ill Will, they brothers have to get over there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'm a professional, though. Like, I get a lot of paper to do that. My checks are a little different, so I ain't missing my check. The mother niggas probably can miss their little check, but I'm coming to get mine.
Not the bread, though. Not the bread, though. I'm feeling it.
Speaking of that, how's that OVO money? On some real shit.
Oh,
hey, man, how's that OVO
KOTD
money, bro?
Hey, I told Drake appreciate the drink, you know what I'm saying? So, it was all right, you know what I'm saying? It was nice. It was all
right, nice. All right. Hey, man. How does your son though? How does your son take your his father's fame though? Like, how did he, like, does he know like daddy's a battle rapper, daddy's a wilder now, daddy's popping with him in the streets in the sneaker store?
You know
what I mean?
I had a son. You know, I had a son when I was 17, so he's nine. He just turned nine, so I got a fit for it.
Okay.
So he kind of knows. You know what I'm saying? He know, you know all my raps. He know why not all that. Plus my little brother, that show out, my baby brother. He 12, so my son 9, my baby brother 12, so they rolled off. You know what I'm saying? So my baby brother really here, so that's what got my son a little more here, so they be watching it, you know what I'm saying, or MTV come on, he all the time MTV, and you know what I'm saying, watching whatever, so like, he know, you know what I'm saying? As long as that don't affect him in school, or, you know what I'm saying, he ain't acting crazy, doing all that, oh my, you know what I'm saying? I'm a young person. Like, my son rap all day. He plays Xbox all day. He'll come in and tell you, my son will tell you, not cool. The contract said I can't hit him, not you. He'll come
not
tell
you.
Not you.
Yeah. Right.
Ball game.
His favorite thing to say of mine, his favorite rap that he can say, and he can probably like say it like all the way through, is the, pull that beam out, shots go right through his chest. He said the hallway up the show out. And then my little brother, my baby brother beat Jalen. I mean, my baby brother beat those, and my son beat me, and they do that part. Yeah, that's kind of tired. I'm an IG one day. I IG'd him doing the move out the way and let my uncle clap, him and my baby brother did that. So that was like, they be clowns. Yeah, they be clowns. That's my little cat, though.
Does Show
out
write rhymes at all? Do you write bars or?
Yeah, Show can rap. Show can rap. He just, you know what I'm saying? I told him he was finna battle 1 year. He was finna battle Jay Fox on the undercard of me and A-Verb. And it was Jay Fox. You remember they got into it? I can't remember what happened. But they do one round. Jay Fox was supposed to be on the undercard of me and Verb. And Show had a 3-minute round. We're ready for him. But, you know, Fox ended up backing out, said he wanted to battle Show in Cali. I don't know, but yeah. But he don't rap like that for real. But Rex and Show got a one-off coming up. T-Rex versus
what?
Show. Yeah.
What?
Rex. You know, Rex be coming down to St. Louis. He be actually coming, like, to my mama house. And he be coming to the crib, me and the man cave with my daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he actually comes to the, you know, chill with the family. He's like, man, sure, I'm tired of this fame you get. I want to run a 2-minute one round. So they're going to have a 2-minute one round one day. I'm gonna make sure y'all get it first. Yeah. I ain't helping him either. I say, if he get killed, he get killed. I ain't helping him either.
you and T-Rex are boys now. Now, let me ask you a question. You watch that Charlie Clips battle with T-Rex, and what comes to your mind?
I mean, I can't, like one thing about me, if y'all notice, this is the kind of person I am. When I'm cool with somebody, this is just how I rock. It may not be right, but, like, when I'm cool with somebody, like, real cool, they can get killed. If they get killed real bad, I'm not going to talk about it. I ain't gonna get on everybody, man. Charlie Kemp's demolished, you know, man. Rex, we all know what's wrong with Rex. Rex had a problem. We all know what happened. We all know Clips caught one that night. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really talk, you know, like, some rappers get on here and can't wait to say who all lost or who got killed bad. I don't even talk about this. If you ask me about any rapper besides one rapper, there's only one rapper I talk bad about. That's because I just like doing it because he thinks he's so cold. And he think he's this legendary battle rapper when, in actuality, he's one step away from never battling again. I'll get to that later. But there's only one person I talk about like that.
Newborn?
Nah, not even Newborn. Sure. I'm talking about
sure.
Nah, this is top. Nah, this is top.
I forgot about
top guy right here.
Newborn, he's just trash here. Newborn, the only trash talented nigga in the world. Newborn got trash. I want that.
But hey, man, though, I wouldn't mind seeing you in Shook, though, dog. I'd keep it funkin'. You don't battle every nigga from Jersey.
Nah, I know. I get shit all. I know, because styles make fights. You know what I'm saying? Like, Shook, the type of rapper Shook is, his bars are hit harder versus me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit he gonna say a little hit harder versus me, because you know what I'm saying, who I am, boy. It's just how it go. But Sharon, he did good, but he got killed because the shit don't matter. Like, you can't beat Sharon like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain shit that certain battles that you can't win. And sure, not that kind of battle rapper to beat a Sharon. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, but he did good. But first me, though, he'll have a round like that, and niggas say he go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's versus me. But I don't know. I just like teasing him.
Nah, but truthfully speaking, man, I think if Shook battled you, I think he'd have to write his best material, because he know he's battling Hitman Holland. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, he know he has to come correct.
Yeah, like did y'all see my top 25 countdown?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I actually rock with Shook, so I know if he battled me, he know. If you notice, though, every time he had to show up, he did, though, like, the miles when the bet was on the line, he did all right. You know what I'm saying? So sure, no, but I kill him, though. I get mad. I ain't been mad in a long time, man. I get mad, man. I 5-0 sure, man. On God, man.
Hey, man, who else you getting this year, man? You just spoke on that one battle rapper that you said is one battle away, man, from being done. That one legend battle rapper that you're talking about, man. Why don't you speak a little bit on that, man?
Who? Now, I was talking about Shug. I said, if one battle rapper from not being able to battle again. No, I was talking about Shug, bro.
Who else you want for 2015?
I was supposed to be on the Gnome card, man. They kind of played, man. I know, man. Spagnum on. Spagnum be acting crazy with me, man. I don't know why. But come on now,
to be fair now. You know what I think about you and Hitman and Smack? You and Smack, I think y'all got that brotherly relationship. Like, let's be real, when you were tight because you're battling come over Khan, Smack said what he said, y'all men, y'all differences. I always think there's always gonna be good. I think y'all need each other. You know what I'm saying? I really think URL Smack, URL Hitman, that's a good look right there. You know what
it
I'm saying?
It is. They're my friend, man. They're my people, like, we really have no real problem. It's just, I don't know what be going on, man. Like, the situation that happened, I'm going to try to let it unfold. I'm going to try to let it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to see if it's going to get better, then everything might be good. But as of now, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm not battling Tay Rock anymore. It ain't really Smack fault this time, though. It ain't Smack fault. It's the investors. There's something happening behind the scenes. This act thing got nothing to do with Beasley. Smack and Noel. This ain't act. So, you know what I'm saying? Man, Smack and been cool. You know what I'm saying? But it's just some behind-the-scenes stuff that messed it up. So, a lot of people been asking, because we were supposed to battle in December. And the card, you know what I'm saying? Got messed up and all that. So, they pushed it back, and then some other stuff happening. It's just the paperwork ain't right. So, that's what messed that thing up. So, now I'm not battling that. But, you know, I'm in New York now. Like, I'm in New York right now. And I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, wilding out. We got wilding out all this month. I got that. I got the shoddy battle tomorrow with Saturday. And that's going to last. I mean, that should be good. That should be enough just to last my life. You know what I'm saying? We'll see if that's stuff off or not.
Now, so as of now, no Hitman on Gnome 5, as of right now.
Yeah, like as of right now, nah. Like as of this minute. But actually, Smack, I've been on phone. I got to call Smack back. Smack just called me. Smack and B just called me. I was on phone with Joe. I got to call them back and see if they might got something for me.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think they catch your feelings in a week because you're not battling on this nigga? You're not battling URL?
Y'all can't say it one more time? Hello? Yo.
Yeah,
there you go.
What'd you say? No, I was saying, do you think they catching feelings because, not catching feelings, but feel some type of way that a guy like yourself who's been on URL from the giddy, that you're going to a different platform? Is that conflict of interest you think or not?
Yeah, because like I said, the time me and Smack did get into it, y'all gotta understand, I was the only big name, like, Tay-Rock did it too, but I was a bigger name than him. Like, I was the only big name that never battled anywhere. So when me and Smack, like, that's why I got so mad at Smack. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a real argument. Like, when Arsenal was threatening Smack and did all that, and then he was still able to come and get his battle drop when he won it, that was a smack in my face for real. That's how I felt. Like, I'd have battled 7-6 times on URL only. Me and Austin,
right.
Me and John John, me and Avert, me and Cortez, me and Big T, me and Hollow. Like, them the battles out, you know what I'm saying, I had. So I had a battle nowhere else. So when we got into it, that's why I was so mad. Like, damn, like, all these other niggas you be praising and all this, go every league, Clips and all, everybody go everywhere else. So that's when I went to UW. You know what I'm saying? That's my first time going to my first big battle. I did the one round with Good in St. Louis on that other bullshit league, but that one shit. You know what I'm saying? That one shit.
Mm-hmm.
So UW was my first 3-round battle somewhere else, and then I did the Gracie. That was my second. You know what I'm saying? That's when I started doing stuff. Oh, they might be Phil kind of salty because me and Smack them helped me be who I am today. You know what I'm saying? I ain't dumb. I'm not retarded. Like, everybody know. I helped Smack them out of the URL, the new URL. Everybody know I helped them out a little bit too as far as building the new brand, but you know they helped me. Everybody knows, so they probably do feel that way, but they shouldn't. They, you know what I'm saying? Because I was loyal as long as I could until something happened. But so I don't know what it is, but I don't know. Everybody know when I get on that Smack stage what happened. The numbers speak for itself, though. I know this is the old hit, man. I used to talk about this all the time. I don't even talk about this no. This is my first interview in a long time. But the numbers don't lie. I got 3 million view battles on Smack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me and John 2.8, and me and Verb 2.8, and me and Arch 3.0. But we gonna round that. We gonna round all that. That's three. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
know, Capricorn Lux got a 4 million joint, which is crazy. But that's one. You know what I'm saying? Arsenal got a couple twos, me and Kyle, but I got 3 threes. Like, that ain't no coincidence. You don't luck up and get 3 million new battles. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't know what's up when I'm rolling now. Luck for it.
Yo, Hitman, I got a question for you about this event. What do you feel about the seating? You know, this crowd's going to be seated.
Yeah, but until they call my name. Yeah, they're going to be sitting until they call my name. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about this shit now. I actually like it because they give them an option. So what? You know what I'm saying? My battle ain't going good, or you know what I'm saying? Sit down and rest until the person you want to see come out. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like you only can sit down. So that's not the problem. The problem is when you got to stand up and then it's bullshit battle. So now you wasting your end because you don't even want to stand up. So you get you feel more tired. You know what I'm saying? And So it's actually kind of good. We're going to see, though. You know what I'm saying? But I feel it's a good venue because you get the option to sit now. But you're going to have to stand up with somebody else standing up in front of you. You know what I'm saying? So everybody, it's going to be cool.
Once the first one stands, everyone else standing. Yo, what do you think about the second main event for the second day, Pat Sand, Sharone? Is that something you look forward to?
Yeah, I actually want to see that, man. Sharone actually, he's good. You know what I'm saying? I did a lot of research now, like, since I battled Shotty. I wasn't really, like, that KOTD heavy.
Right.
I used to watch the big name. You know what I'm saying? But when I battled Shotty and then it was just this whole little culture, I've been really watching. You know what I'm saying? All the events and a couple of battles and Pat Stay and Sorrel and all, Hollahan, all them. So, they all got talent. You know what I'm saying? And that Pat Stay and Sorrel, that's going to be a nice battle. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely check it out.
That'll be a goodie.
That's what it is. Hey, man, what's up with basketball? Are you still in school, college or not?
No, I'm not in college no more. I left early. See, the thing is, you know, I'm 25, so, like, when I left college early, the year I averaged 25, I had a Spain contract and Australia contract. But that was the year, I think it was like 2011. I can't remember. That was the year of the lock-in. I mean, lock-in, the lockout. So
lockout,
they
yeah.
was dropping. They was dropping my prices for regular college players, and then I was at a D2. When I left California State, I had to go. I went to a D2, which was the toughest D2 division. You know what I'm saying? But it's still D2. So they was dropping niggas, hey, bringing on NBA players. There was a lockout, so they was getting.
Right.
NBA players and the people they was recruiting was getting. So, you know what I'm saying? My first contract, I can't remember. I was going to make a total of, probably $25,000 or something, $8,000. I can't remember, which was, it was going to be cool, but I didn't feel I needed to go that far. And I was making, back then, $20,000, I was getting, $5,000 a battle. I'm like, that's $4 a battle. I got to go up for 8 months, and I got a son, and I don't even really want to be that far. I'm only getting that when I can just battle about 3-4 times, and that'll be that. And I was thinking wrong because now I look back at it like I should have went, because the first time would be my first time. I could have made my name. You know what I'm saying? I could have led the
team. Yeah.
I could have did something, got to a bigger league or got that other NBA trial, anything. And then, you know what I'm saying, could have been that. That's what I should have did. But I didn't do that. But you know what I'm saying? You live and you learn. But I should have stuck with it. I still hoop every day. It ain't even really fun in the leagues in St. Louis. I'll be averaging 40. You know, y'all probably.
And the thing is, 40.
Hey, the thing is, I want to play Daylight so bad. He's just so weird. He's pissing me off, man.
I see Daylight calling you out a couple times, Hitman. He was calling you on the court a couple times, my D.
We can play for whatever. Like, I'm gonna see him in Toronto tomorrow. If he and I can all work, we can play. But I hate how he wanna be cool one day, then he get on the net with all the other words. I stay away from all that. If you notice I don't be into all that shit. Like, I don't diss niggas. I leave niggas alone. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be rapping. Or we gonna be cool, or we ain't gonna be nothing. So if I'm cool, we doing all this basketball, playing all this shit. Don't go get on the internet and say, holler at the fame, change of all these stupid ass blogs you doing. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather not deal with it. So I try to stay away from that. But I think
let's be real though. Fame does change you, and it doesn't have to be on a negative tip, change you a little bit though.
Not
it doesn't have to be negative, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he said fame changed Hitman, and he don't even holler at Avery no more. I don't know who told him that. I don't know what, but just shut up, because you don't even know what you're talking about. That's why I'm really mad, because you don't even know what you're talking about. How fame changed me? I'm on MTV, and I'm just cool. You know what I mean? I ain't nowhere near Hollywood as I could be. You know what I'm saying? So. You don't even shut up, man. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna tweet him when I get done with this interview and let him know. whatever you want to bet for him.
But see, battle rappers are machismo sport, so I have a problem with brothers being cocky. Machismo sport. It's a macho sport. It's a
battle rap
testosterone thing. You know what I mean?
Battle rap is the only sport where you can't be humble. And people don't even understand that. It's still humble people at a certain, but you can't be humble, man. Niggas don't even care about you. I was humble for the first, all the way up until niggas, I became the villain one day. I was a hero of battle rap when I battled Arsenal, and after that, I came a villain. And after that, I realized, man, I don't care about you being humble. You're going to do what you want to do, flat out. So that shit don't even matter for real no more. They love you and they hate you. They love everyone. Now he's one of the most haters. They love John versus me. They love John versus me. Like, before that battle, they loved him.
Yeah.
He's one of the most hated. They love Orton at a time. He's one of the most hated. They love Cassidy at the point. He's one of the most hated. They used to love Shotgun Sean when he battled Hunt. He's one of the most hated. Tech 9, you can say you would beat Tech 9 if some man is one around that time. Now he's one of the most hated. You got to understand, they going to love you, then they going to hate you regardless. So, I'll just get my paper. I'll stay out the way, man.
Yo, hey, man, I got a question for you, man. We're starting to see this whole trend now of bad business being aired out, especially, you know, on Twitter between leagues and things like that. Does that worry you at all? about, or does that worry you at all about doing business with other people at all?
No, you, what was the question again? You said, say it one more time.
You say you see all the bad business being aired out right now on Twitter between leagues and things like that. Does that worry you at all going over to different platforms, or different this, different that, you know, about it might not happen?
I mean, not because, like I said, a lot of them battle rap was dumb, man, anyway, now. So I don't even know, because I don't really understand how a league can really play you when it comes to money. Because when it comes to money, not footage or something else like that, I understand. But, like, when it comes to money, like, I got contracts where, you know what I'm saying, I can have the day I agree. Like, the day I say I'm going to battle, a week or two after that, I'm going to have my half. So,
if I ain't
even got that, we ain't got nothing to worry about anyway. So I get that. And then I'm getting my other one I land off the plane. So I don't understand how niggas are battling and then yelling out, they ain't got the, you know what I'm saying? So I don't understand it. That's another thing. Like I said, though,
hey man,
I don't get
No, I'm saying, do you think it's a respect factor where some league owners know they can't try this particular person because of the popularity? And they know they'll get ratchet on their motherfucking ass real quick. Is it, you know, who the fuck with, basically?
Yeah, that's got a lot to do with it. And then, I mean, a lot of times, it's the popularity of a battle rapper. Like, if you can't demand, what you want, like, okay, I want to rebattle. Okay, we battle in a month. Okay, I need half now. And then when I get off the plane, before I get into the venue, I need the other half. And then, you know what I'm saying? If that ain't in your contract, you can't demand that. They're not going to give you that. They'll probably tell you and send you a half or whatever. And then after the battle, you get the rest. And then that's when the promotions start. Like, after the battle, they ain't make the money. And now it's like, we'll get you next week. And next week come. They still ain't got it. So now you got to go on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? You got to do all that. So that's where that comes. You know what I'm saying? I just try to avoid all that. I'm a thinker. You know what I'm saying? That's why I really didn't want to battle Suge, because I don't want him to put his hands on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how I am. Not saying Suge soft or not saying Daylight soft or none of them, but it's just I don't let that kind of shit happen. You know what I'm saying? So I just rather don't battle them to avoid it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just going to stay away from y'all because, you know what I'm saying, all that pouring water on Suge and sitting on stage and all that silly shit, I'm just cool on it. I don't need it on my resume. Don't want none of them to help my resume. Well, none of them make me or break me, so I just stay away from it. You know what I'm saying? That kind of person I am. So that kind of shit, man, I just stay away from all that shit, man, for real. That's the only thing that changed about me. I just stay away from a lot of shit now.
Mm-hmm. And when you see it happening, you're like, damn, that shit will never happen to me, man. I'm never going to put myself in that position.
Yeah, I just look at shit now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do... I already do interviews. Like, I just be chilling. Yep. I just chill with my fans. I just tweet my fans or IG my fans and give y'all shows that y'all can watch. Like, to this day, it's 2015, man, and people still watch me versus Arsenal like it happened yesterday. And my goal is, it's a different kind of goal because I already, in people's mind frames, I'm not going to be the best lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't going to have the best ball. So I don't even trip off that. I just see, okay, I got y'all Arsenal, I got y'all Cortez, I got y'all John, I got y'all Averb, I got y'all Sir. Them five joints that niggas gonna be watching forever. I'm like, let me just try to add on to that list. Let me see how many, you know what I'm saying, class I can just get a word and just stay out the way. That's all. I don't argue no more, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I just get paid and put on a performance that people know that they want to see from me, and I just do me. You know what I'm saying? When it's all done and it boiled down, it's going to come to life. You know what I'm saying? No more me arguing, trying to explain to people like, man, it's going to come down to life. When you're done talking, Holla ain't got the best pen game, but when they ask you who got the best memorable moment, 20 whatever, my name's going to come up. And that, you know what I'm saying?
Does that bother you at all, Hitman? Does that bother you at all that some people try to front on your pen game?
Yeah, I mean to a certain extent, because I just got to learn that you can't. It's gonna. You got to be something. Like, you can't please everybody. Like, Like LeBron, right. Like LeBron been doing, like, just me, I'm a Kobe fan, so I'm a LeBron hater, but I don't really hate. I know that. You know how they go. So I used to say, oh, LeBron can't dribble, or he can't really shoot, or whatever I used to say to argue to win Kobe's side. At the end of the day, the nigga averaged, what, 28-8-8. Like, what the fuck am I talking about? You know what I'm saying? And after
all,
he can't shoot and he can't drill, but the nigga averaged 28-8-8. So when niggas say holla pin game stupid, he don't say nothing. I be getting the loudest crowd reaction of the night. And I used to try to yell it out and make niggas, you know what I'm saying? I used to try to argue that, and now I just be like, man, they not stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, why am I more frustrated? And at the end of the day, the niggas who got the best pin games and who they saying numbers are nothing, not comparing them on. They not having the best battles. They not being talked about. They MTV not calling them. Like, why the fuck am I finna change? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to just think. And again, I'm getting older, so I'm just starting to think at 21 or 22. Back then, I was arguing with everybody. I wanted to fight everybody, fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? Now it's just like, man, Nick Cannon is my manager. I got all this shit going on.
Hold on, hit man. You can't just slide that every to me and Timbo. Nick Cannon is your manager, though?
Yeah, man. I announced it
the
other day, man. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my manager, man. And he actually told St. Louis when he came to St. Louis. He told it live on the radio, like, yeah, I'm like, man, how a superstar this and that. And I'm his new manager, and we're going to get shit rocking. You know what I'm saying? So, I got some crazy shit for y'all. Like, y'all see, man. I've been quiet, but, you know, I got something for y'all, man.
So, you get the nice perks, the nice first class, all that good shit, huh, my nigga?
Yeah, man. It's the all-up performance. All the, big game terrible, like, quote-unquote terrible, but... I'm doing
Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon hollering at you though. Right? That's how it works.
But I got a real question though. Okay, I got a real question for y'all, battle rap hip hop heads. I know y'all. All right. I just want to be real. So when they say, when people say that I don't have bars, I don't like say nothing. Like, how is it that I'm able to? You can't perform for 9 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just sitting up there.
Yeah.
Break dancing for 9 minutes. Like, what? Okay, so if I'm not saying nothing, but all these other niggas say stuff, why are they not in my position? You know what I'm saying? Why they not headlining? Why they not having the best battles? You know what I'm saying? Why they not doing these OG numbers? They got the same chance like me. They on the same stage as me, same music, same platform.
Let me tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why right now. It's very simple. Dre, me and Dre go back and forth on this all the time. Hitman, you have the it factor. Something that can't be spoken on, something very different, but you have a presence, you have an it factor that you don't have to come, like you said, with the hottest bars. But you got that performance, you got the it factor, and that's what makes the difference right there. Not a lot of people have.
And he's box office, Timbo. Timbo, don't forget this.
He's
box office.
He's
a lot of niggas
time.
Are not box office. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's the it factor. Hitman, it's that it factor that not a lot of people even want to admit that it exists, but, I mean, it's there, man. It's there. It's an it factor that you can't come into it and then get it. You have to already have it, man, and then. When you're in battle rap, it's seen. It's something that, you know, it's kind of like that unexplainable shit. But, yeah, bro, it's the it factor. You might not always come with the hottest shit, but, I mean, come on, man.
That nigga got catchphrases, son. I'm sorry. That nigga has one of the, if not top three dude who has catchphrases. I mean, man, what? You just a Mexican. I met New York when you lose the most. You Mark Sands. Shit like that.
J.R.
Like, the nigga just got.
J.R. Smith,
huh?
Like.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think, you know, another thing is, like, so check this out. Is it, because the people, when you think of the best pin games or the best lyrics, if you think about, how many of them have
quotes, like history, historic quotes.
Right.
Like,
yep.
My man, like,
that's
like if you think of, if you say the best pen game, okay, let's say Luck's probably the only one who got a, like, Chiller. Like, Chiller pen
Chiller.
Game crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's champagne
well,
crazy.
You think
yeah,
about
facts.
It, what are you going to say, like, oh, that's what separates me from other people, because, like, Daylight, you know what I'm saying, they say it's pen game. Who else they be saying? If you just say name
Clint,
of
QP, QP,
and just like, and, yeah, and just be like, all right, what quotes do they have?
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what
yeah.
I'm saying. Like, so why am I being punished for not, quote-unquote, having the best pen game, but I got a million quotes? Like, ain't that what
right.
it's about?
Yeah.
I be so confused. I just be like, I don't know what these niggas be talking about, man. Like, it just be the
yeah.
niggas that tweet me, like, how can I like Hollywood? Like, nigga call me overrated. Like, how can a nigga call me boring and overrated the other day? Like, boring? Like, all this shit gonna call me.
Nah, nah, nah. You're not boring. Nah.
What the fuck are these niggas talking
not
about?
Not at all,
man? Nah. I'm gonna show niggas
gangsters,
tomorrow. I mean,
killers, thugs. I bring the block through. My bad.
I think there's a new hitman that we're going to see Saturday, though, man. I got
yeah.
a feeling, mm. though, because you know why, though? I think I know what it is, though. I wasn't going to even let this secret out or until after.
Come on,
but,
take it in, man. Let it out. Come on.
No, but this is what I actually really think. This is what I actually really think. Every battle, everybody, if you notice, battles that matter, like, it's different between, like, me and Cassidy was just a battle. But I have been in a lot of battles that matter, like, man, if I lose bad, like, I get my career ended. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's been personal. You know what I'm saying? Which means there have been personal battles. Like, A-Bird was personal. Arsenal was personal. Sue Surf was personal. John Dine was personal. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I get confused and lost in the hype and write personal. With Shotty, I don't know nothing about him. So I had to get creative, and that got me, and I think I brought the bars back because I don't have nothing to say. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Like, I mean, I got a lot to say, but as far as, you know what I'm saying, like when I battle A-Verb and Surf, like I'm talking about real shit, like, instead of me just saying a bar, that can niggas be like, oh, he got bars, I say a real life, something that's real life because it's a personal battle. With Shotty, I don't have nothing real life to say. All I can go by is what I see, you know what I'm saying, or what I heard, but 90% of this shit is going to be bars. So that's why I think this is my first battle. This is my first battle I've had in a long time that I can just say, I was focusing more on trying to, you know what I'm saying? I was bar heavy. It ain't bar heavy like JC is a hitman kind of bar heavy, like versus Cortez, like back then, you know, like
classic.
I ain't really know Cortez personally. So that was more me just rapping, you know what I'm saying? I throw the Mexican, you know what I'm saying? Or you from Brooklyn, I throw that kind of shit in, but. Oh, that shit, this weapon not on safety. It ain't John Lynch.
John Lynch!
See behind
stupid.
Michael Jackson, Motown glove. You can't find
Prince.
Like, that ain't got really nothing to do with Cortez, but it's, you know what I'm saying? I wrote it for him, but
right.
You know what I'm saying? I was just thinking of the ball because
yeah.
I don't have nothing to say. So I think I kind of got at that Hitman versus Shotty because it's the same kind of shit. But we'll see.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question. Are you the kind of person that you have to battle niggas that you do not like? Because I think when you battle niggas that you probably cool a lot of niggas, but when you battle Conceited and Hollow, I just felt like your heart of hearts, you know what I'm saying, was in it because y'all niggas got a relationship probably out of battle rap. Am I right on that assessment?
Yeah, you're right for sure. And that's the thing I had to learn, though, like, back then, I didn't have it. Like, I didn't have it in me. Like, it was just like, man, Halloween, cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, I didn't have it. I had to break the mold in me to say, oh, that's how you feed your son now. You know, just so now I'll be better at it, but it's still like I'd rather battle somebody I don't care for. You know what I'm saying?
I'll run a battle. Mm-hmm. That's when you probably get the, you know what I'm saying? Only time I did that that was successful when I battled with some nigga I didn't hate, but I knew I had to, was A-Verb. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't hate A-Verb, but I was so mad. You know what I'm saying? At the time, man, knew how big, how important it was, I was able to switch that animosity and, you know what I'm saying, and make it as an awesome. And to this day, also, the only person I ever battled that I wanted to, because I still, I mean, I wasn't really that, me and Sturk had our shit, but I never felt, I just felt that shit was more, like, you know what I'm saying, because me and Sturk was cool first, then we fell out.
Right.
And Arsenal wanted to kill each other.
My nigga, like, I remember the blogs, my nigga. I remember the blogs you did against Arsenal. I remember the knowing his face. I remember all that shit, my nigga.
Yeah,
trust
like
me. I already knew the gloves was off when you were Arsenal, my nigga. I already knew that was popping.
That was
hey,
the
man.
First shit. That was the first shit. We started that shit, that promo shit, didn't we? Me and Arsenal. That was the first of his
time. You can say that. You can say that. Now, I'm thinking about it. I got to think about it, but you might be right. You were awesome. I started that promo and shit, the blog, back and forth and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For 2 years. That was crazy.
Let me ask you a question. What's one battle you could take that you wish you could take back?
What battle I think I can take back?
Yeah, and what battle you could take back, and what's your favorite battle?
The battle I take back easily is the Hollow one for a
mm-hmm.
couple reasons. You know what I'm saying? First of all, the microphones, like, not saying it probably would have made it better, but, you know, I'm, like, we haven't, like, that shit matters to me. Like, I practiced for 2 months of me moving across stage, two hands, picking you up, slamming you. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole mojo. So, one hand is like, you handicapped me, you know what I'm saying? You made me rap more when I perform and rap, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and then it just won a battle it could have been, you know what I'm saying? Because Hollow and Hitman, the two biggest names of hip, you know what I'm saying? Battle rap, two of the biggest names. We could have gave the fans a little more, but that's the only one. That good one, I wouldn't take that better. I'd do that exactly the same, because if me doing me messing up and shit helped me for next battles, and you know what I'm saying,
okay,
that ball was
gotcha,
gotcha. You know, so if you notice, it needs to happen to everybody. Surf and everybody who made fun of me, all the people, it happened to them. Like, it happened with Surf,
mm-hmm.
or whoever. It happened, like A-Verb, it happened to X Factor. You know what I'm saying? All the greats, it happened to. Like, it got to happen. So why take it back? You know what I'm saying? That's cool. And then I'd rather it happen on a one round than I never, you know what I'm saying? In a battle that mattered, it never happened to me. So I wouldn't take that back. And then the conceded third round, I wouldn't take that back neither, because I actually had a plan. Like, I actually, you know what I'm saying? It just didn't work. I can see it.
Right.
I just didn't really have a third round. Like, I actually wanted to do a reminisce type shit with the crowd. That it only would have worked with the crowd participation. I didn't get that, so it didn't work. So that's cool. I can live with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like a Hollow one, just for the simple fact of mics and no crowd reaction, and we battled at one of them. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. So probably, and my favorite battle to this day.
My bad.
First battle that meant so much to me, because he did my whole city. You know what I'm saying? We wanted
yeah.
He was that nigga at the time, and you know what I'm saying? And I came out of nowhere like, man, let me show you niggas what this, you know what I'm saying? So it's probably that one, but the John John one was the most fun. You know what I'm saying? That John John, that whole night, the New York was on fire, man. Like, I don't think y'all know, like, Webster Hall was lit, Diddy, Banks, Buster, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was so epic. Like, and when you turn on the battle, you see the girls twerking or licking some rock bottles, and you know what I'm saying? The whole night was crazy, man. So that's the
Hey, man, didn't you and John John set that night off though?
What is that? Yeah, we started that. I started that night.
Do you prefer that? Do you prefer setting it off or like at the end?
Yeah,
being the main event.
Because I was still mad at the Hollow, because you got to understand, we got to the venue with Hollow,
me versus Hollow at 2 p.m. and me and him then battled to 1 a.m.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, yeah, so I knew to myself.
Come on, my nigga.
You only can learn from it when it happened to you. I mean, that's the best way. It ain't gotta happen to you to your mother. But I knew for a fact, oh, I never, ever, ever battle last again. And I never battle last again, main event or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Surface main event. And we went second. I made sure that I'm never, ever doing that because the crowd restless and all that. So, I wanted to go first even though on that card, we was probably going to go first anyway. I think who could have went before us that night?
DNA ENS. Yeah, you could have went before DNA ENS. You could have went before Serious Jones, Charlie Clips. Yeah, some
of them probably could have went, but I knew we was going to go early anyway. But I told John, like, yo, get this first. And we start the night off. They ready to ooh. They ready to, you know what I'm saying? They excited. Let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and once that happened, and then once I battled John first, and I saw that, I'm like, I always want to battle first and second. And there ain't no problem because me and Conceited battled fourth, and I still got that crowd reaction the first round. You know what I'm saying? I still woke up the building. So I didn't really matter, but when the crowd freshened.
Hold on,
this room service.
Oh, this some real loud shit. This is a real live shit. Live on here in the house.
Yeah, about 30 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, hey, man.
That New York,
what
that
you
New York life.
Yeah, my fault, y'all. That was room, so.
Oh, nah, you good?
Yeah.
You good, man. Listen, man, you and Shady, my nigga, we looking forward to that, obviously. Niggas fuck with you heavy up here. You definitely niggas top five. That ain't even no fucking question about that.
Appreciate it, man.
I want to ask you a question. Do you think battle rap right now is on a rise or it's kind of like it's topsy-turvy? What's your take on battle rap in 2015 right now, man?
We can, well, I think Summer Madness 4, like we were so hot. So it's hard to say it's, because in Summer Madness 2, you probably can say, oh, that might have been the best. I don't know if it was as high. Jay-Z tweeted about that shit, so I'm trying to think like this. In Some Manners 4, me and Sun had, I mean, everybody else on the call, too, obviously, me and me versus dude, we had, like, you know what I'm saying? It was on a rise, but, like, that's the only thing that's really, you know what I'm saying, to take an event or two for the love, of, you know what I'm saying? And, like, back then, every event was, that's the only difference.
It's epic, my nigga. Epic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
put it
a
like
movie.
This, put it like this. Back when, like, Cortez, I don't even know the name of that event, but, like, Gnome 1 and, you know, all them shit, like, it was crazy back to back. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing a couple years ago. That's what it was. But the only thing right now is once you get that event, like the Hollow Eclipse, like, you know what I'm saying? Once these events do come, it ain't shit on the planet they can fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? It might take a part or two, like the King of the Dot shit. Like this is a big event. This is the biggest event they had over there. The
hey,
biggest
man.
Crowd, the most selling tickets. You know what I'm saying? So, but it just takes it may miss like the Venom and Cali wasn't that good or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really what it was supposed to be. The Cali a disaster. So, you know what I'm saying? It just seems like shit ain't been happening for a while. But when it do happen, it's the biggest shit in the world. So it ain't falling at all. It's just a longer wait until that event. You know what I'm saying? So that's all that is.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. I got one more question before we let you go, man. I know you've been on for about an hour now. I got one more question for you, man. What is the one bar, lyric, quote that's said to you most often when you get approached?
When I get approached, man, that's a funny thing, though. That's why I feel blessed, because it's so much. Because, first of all, they always, it's a, the all man, anytime that look should be approaching, that little story versus ours, they always find themselves saying that. But after they say the Oh shit! Like after they say that,
yeah,
they're gonna say one of the remixes thing. Like it ain't just one. They either gonna say the J.R. Smith, the Reload, Kaboom, Knock 'Em Clean. Not like they like they're gonna say one of them. So it's always different. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And that's what'd be crazy because it's always a remix. But it's always a different remix. Always.
Yeah.
Somebody might come and say, man, how did you, like your little brother Kaboom, he caught you. Or they may be like, man, did Show really want to hit Servants? Did Servants, was Servants going to hit him? And that was crazy. They might say that, you know what I'm saying? Or they, like, that should be crazy. They say a lot of them, man. It's one of the remixes, though.
Best Hitman Bar, in my opinion. This is a personal favorite from when I watched it. I'm going to say it again, man. I say it every time you're up here, bro. The shit is, my goons get grimy. We'll find out where your kids at.
See, I wanted, if you notice, man, I wasn't even performing back then. I didn't start performing until, well, I take that back. I guess I was performing as Big T. So I'm going to say, I ain't performed really until A-Bird battle. That's what I be thinking, but I guess the man what? That's performance, huh? And then the violin.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Violin one was brutal. That was brutal, man.
Yeah. But I appreciate the love, man. Like, I needed this. I needed this interview. Get me amp. Get me ready for Saturday and get the world some new bars and folks. You know what I'm saying? So, On Twitter, the internet about to be popping, man, this weekend. Y'all stay tuned. I'm going to come back after the show, after the battle.
You already? Yes, we're going to hold you to that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to come back and talk about it. Hey, if I don't get killed, I ain't coming on the show. I didn't care for the show. But you know what I'm saying? I'll be on the show after a good performance. So I got y'all. Y'all know that.
Hitman, before you go, man, can you give us a drop? Just a drop for PSA Radio, man?
Yeah, just say PSA Radio.
Yeah, shout out PSA Radio.
Yeah. All right. Yo, what it do, man? It's your boy Hitman fucking around with PSA Radio, man. Ball game to prove. So if I'm saying they good, you know they good. Yeah, I'll let your boy, nigga, ball game.
Let's go. Yo, Hitman Holla, Season 7, wildin' out. Hitman versus Shotty Carver this weekend, man. Let's fucking go.
All right, man. Y'all take care, man. I'll holler at y'all after the event.
You already, my
bro. We appreciate you. All right, bro. Salute to him right there.
You already,
man. Holla. Yes, sir. What was that?
Ball game, all that. A good holler, man. Holla. Yeah, good holler, man. Holla, man. Legend, man. Top five. I don't give a fuck about why he's in my top five, man. You got to pick a five. He's going to be in there. Or performing, I gotta throw him in there. I gotta throw Hitman in there. He's gonna shake the building and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yo, we got the guest on right now also.
Oh.
Yo, this is one of the top in Canada, man. Battling this weekend, Blackout 5, Toronto. Man, let's bring on Canada's on. Holla Hand, what's good, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Holla Hand, what's good, my G? What's poppin',
man?
Was chilling, man. Was just stuck in a little bit of traffic. Just driving over to my buddy's house. Just got to talk about something in person. I didn't want to call him about. But fuck, man, I hate driving in traffic. I'm usually a nocturnal guy. Pretty much sleep all day and stay up all night. That's why it's been so hard to get a hold of me lately.
Yeah, I feel you, my brother. I feel you, man.
All good, so, bro. You ready for this weekend? Holla ahead.
I am, man. I'm hyped as fuck, too. Honestly, man, like, I was kind of... Obviously, everybody knows battle rap's changed a lot in the last year or two, but in a way, it's kind of good. It's kind of like, you know, for a long time there, I hated it when it was all became jokes, and then I kind of adapted to that shit. But, like, what I do is rap and rap gutter, and that's what everybody wants now, so that's just what I'll do, and I'll do it better than everybody else. Straight up.
Oof.
Okay. So when you say that you dislike battle rap with the jokes, is that a period of time where you're like, man, I ain't really feeling the sport no more? You feel you got to switch your style up? Because you're more, to me, like a bully dude. You know what I'm saying? I call you a Canadian bully and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're backstage.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Of Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's funny though, because it almost like originally I like hated on it when it turned to jokes, and then it's like, I guess eventually we all adapt to change is the way it is. We hate on everything when it changes at first, but eventually it becomes the new norm, and then when something else changes, you hate on that, and then you get used to that, and et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm. Now you've been at the forefront of Canadian, especially Canadian battle rap. I mean, since it began, seeing from where it was then to where it is now, how does that make you feel? I mean, just seeing how far it's come.
It is crazy, man. You know, and I guess with anything, any business, it always takes a few years to expand. Because it's like right now, it definitely is at, like, just the way the internet is and word of mouth and shit, it's like things will just inevitably grow over time. And if it's good, it'll grow even faster, right? So it's like, it is crazy, man. I really hope this weekend, too. Like, I know the Facebook group has really low fucking attendance on it for the event, but I never really, like, say I'm going to an event on Facebook. I don't know if people actually even really do that, but I hope it's like a sold out show, man, and fucking hype as hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, with OVO, you know, you have the Drake behind it, and, you know, were you able to actually have a talk with him at all?
Yeah, it was funny. He started following me on Instagram the other day, and I only just got Instagram. I never been a big social media dude. I always just kind of, well, I don't know. I lived my life in a certain way for a long time where I didn't really even want nobody to know what I'm doing anyways. So he started following me. Organic sends me a text, and he's like, hey, man, see, Drake started following you. I'm like, no, he didn't. He's like, yeah, Champagne Poppy. Like, how do you not know that? I'm like, I don't fucking know, man. So I told him to follow back. He's like, who's this Drake guy following me? Who's the Champagne Poppy? Organic called me New Year's Day and said he was on the phone with Drake, and Drake said he 100% wanted to come co-host my battle. So he better be co-hosting my battle straight up.
Word. Yo, Holland, let me ask you a question, my brother. When you battled Pat State, was it hard to prep for 3 rounds because you and Pat got a tight relationship? Was it hard for you to prep for 3 rounds against Pat State?
Hold on, say that one more time, man. You were cutting out a little bit.
No, I'm saying, knowing that you and Pat State got a relationship, right? Was it hard for you to prep 3 rounds for Pat?
Nah, because, I mean, at the time, man, it was like, well, I mean, everybody kind of knows a little bit of the backstory, I guess, from all the other battles passed on and stuff. But, like, you know, we kind of had a little bit of agreement. It was whatever. But I kind of kept it more as, like, battle rap persona rather than some real life shit. And but I wish we both went no holds barred. But it's like, I don't know, writing for anybody, man, at first, I seen, like, Bender made a status the other day. He's like, it's crazy how quick you can go from, shit, how the fuck am I going to write 3 rounds to, man, how am I going to fit all this into 3 rounds? You know what I mean?
Right.
It just comes, right?
Does that happen more than people know? I mean, are there conversations kind of behind closed doors like, all right, this is off limits, you know, let's keep it this and that, and, you know, let's not cross these lines? Or are you just like, man, after that Pat battle that you agreed to do something, is it just like everyone's getting whatever, everything's on, you know?
Well, that's the thing, that's right, is like, definitely, I know all kinds of different dudes that have told me, that have even brought it up in battles and whatever, you know, when people, like, let's say they have a death in their family or something like that, and they tell someone, like, you know, don't do that because it's just like, you know, my dad just died, like, I don't want someone, my family watches this shit or something, like, I don't want you screaming in my face about my dead brother or kid or whatever, but, like, people end up doing it anyways because they're trying to get a reaction, you know what I mean? Classically, in battle rap, say something that makes someone physically react, well, then one, because they couldn't come back with words and had to resort to, like, brutality or whatever, you know what I mean? So then it's like, oh, well, he lost the rap battle because he had to fight, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I definitely now, yeah, I would never, like, me and Pat, you know, we're close. I'm going to always be really close. It's whatever. Battle rap's whatever, you know. It's all good. But, like, I definitely would never make an agreement with anyone ever again. Not a fucking chance. It's like, why bother? Because then it's almost, like, inevitable if you tell somebody, don't say this, that they're way over the line with it now. And they might not have done that
originally.
Sure. Right?
You know what it is also? Like, when you battle Cortez and you battle, like, cats like Charlie Clips, especially Cortez in that third round, and they get personal, do you feel that that's the approach cats going to come into, that they got to get personal, try to dig in your life and run with stories, whether they true or false?
Definitely, man. 100% is like, mm-hmm. and that's another thing that's changed a lot about battle rap right now, though, is like people really ain't feeling like the gossipy storytelling shit anymore. Like, like when T-Rex did that third round against Charlie Clips or whatever, and it just went terribly for him. Like people just, because I guess it's been so long now where people lie and they make up stories, and it could be true, it couldn't be true, who really knows? And then it's just like,
yeah,
I don't know, it's almost like, it's those people now want to really just see rap shit. But I feel with me, it was like, especially when I battled Clips, actually, because I remember the first time we were supposed to battle, some fucking terrible shit happened, and I didn't end up making that event. And then it got postponed. And he ended up spitting a verse to the crowd at the time, and it was all, like, personal shit, like, you know, Bruce and my life and getting arrested and blah, blah, blah. And then, so the three verses I had then were kind of structured around, like, hitting, like, constantly building that up. Like, obviously, you're going to do that type of shit and blah, blah, blah. But then when we battled again, he ended up just not really going personal at all, and I had all these kind of, like, structured in the idea that he would obviously go that way, and then he didn't, so it kind of like, I don't know, made some of the things I said almost seem out of place or something if you hadn't like seen the previous shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Is it hard to reschedule those types of battles?
Hard to say.
Is it hard to reschedule those types of battles that are like, you know, people are really looking forward to it, and then, you know, there's such a build up, and then it kind of dies down a little bit, and then, you know, people might be preparing differently, go in and change stuff. Is it hard to reschedule those?
I'd say usually it wouldn't be as hard, but I mean, like, he ended up, you know, spit that verse to the crowd there, which was really stupid, and I remember Organic was standing next to him like, no, don't do that, because it's just going to, like, fuck everything up, right? Because usually people wouldn't do that. Like, I'm sure you remember years ago when an opponent wouldn't show up and people would end up doing, like, three verses to a random camera and line, but it would never, ever get even a fraction of the views that it would have in a battle. Like, people aren't trying to see you just spit a one-sided fucking battle. If they wanted to do that, they'd listen to your song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As long as you don't spit the shit live, you can reschedule pretty easy, I'm sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think people say that you and Disaster compare a lot? Does it ever bother you that the comparison between you?
Hold on, say that one more time. Just cut out a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? Does it ever bother you when people try to compare you and Disaster or say, Holohan sounds like Disaster? Because I've heard people say that before. Have you heard rumblings before?
That's definitely something. People have been saying that since the very beginning. I guess if you really looked at the dates, it's actually weird, man, how obsessed some people are with it. Like, to this day, like, I'll get people, like, private message me and be like, hey, bro, I just want to let you know I was comparing the dates to when you battled Lavish Language, your debut, and when Disaster battled The Source, and you did do it first, man, and I'm letting the streets know, man. It's just like, we both, like, get aggressive and rap fast. It's like people do that all over the world. But I guess me and him really were, at that point, the only people really doing that in the fucking world. Everybody else was still, like, world rap championship style, where it's, like, slowed down and just, like, you look like a, you know, this and a that, instead of, like, fucking go for the throat, right?
Yeah. Holohan, I wanted to ask you this about kind of the angles that people take towards you. Is it getting harder just because, all right, we've heard, you know, the Bruce beat and, you know, the drugs and the arrest? Is it getting harder to come up with creative angles and or creative ways to say that towards you?
I think that's a good question. I think certain, like, this is a thing that I go on a lot about when people ask me questions about the shit. Especially, let's say, for example, Cortez's third round. People are like, oh, man, like, that was the craziest round ever. And I'm like, well, was it? I was like, what makes it crazy? Just the information that my life has provided for it? Like, did he really do something super creative with it that you were like, whoa, or was it just the shock value of the information? And then it's like, you know, certain things, like, you know, like, obviously, like, the dumbest shit ever is when he did that whole angle about, like, you got arrested for, like, giving girls STDs or something, which was just, like, the dumbest shit in the fucking world, and he sounded like a woman's rights activist, and it was just whack. But I think for the most part, though, if you have really strong angles, like, the race thing, for example, is, like, people use that, like, even when Arsenal just did it on The Source, it was so weird, but, like, there's always a select audience in the crowd, I think, who will always, like, go crazy for that shit, because it just, like, seems intense to see, like, you know, like, a brother from the, like, screaming at some white boy's face, like, yo, fuck you, like, it just, it gets people hyped, you know what I mean, and it's just the way it is, but, like, a lot of that shit's always different than online shit too. Like what people like in the crowd, they kind of pick apart online a lot. I think certain angles, like the Bruce one though, it's like you got to do it creatively. If you can do it, if you did it creatively and like really went in. If you just kind of like say the information, then it's just like, well, we already know that. Fucking move on from it, type of thing. Unless you're really like, because now it's all about the wordplay shit again. So it's like, you know, if you could do that angle with like the craziest wordplay and like word association or whatever, then it's like, well, cool, you spun it in a way and it's still hot. And there's probably a ton of people who never even heard the first one because people just watch, you know, then not everybody watches every battle type of shit too, right?
Yeah, true. Facts.
That's true.
Facts. Now, Holly, hey, really quick, my bro Dre right here says that a great matchup for you for Blackout, because we don't know the opponent, would be T-Rex. You versus T-Rex.
That would be crazy, actually. That would be hype. He's crazy, man. He's like hype as fuck. This is actually, I'd always rather battle people, or like, yeah, put it like this. When me and Clips battled, it was almost like even before it was going to happen, I felt like, is this a battle people really want to see? Do people want to see an aggressive battler rap against a big, happy, likable guy? It's kind of just like, man, why are you screaming at Charlie? Fucking chill out, man. Like, why don't you have a beer with the guy, man? You know what I mean? But if you got someone, like, people don't like aggressive people. Like, people don't like T-Rex. A lot of people don't like me. So then it's like, it gives it, like, animosity and makes it heated and shit. And definitely, that would be hype. I'd way rather battle people like that, like, about more performance than just, like, all laughy, happy, fucking buddy-buddy shit, you know what I mean? That is
Are you not battling T-Rex at Blackout?
Pardon me?
Are you not battling T-Rex at Blackout?
No, I'm not. That'd be a good one,
All right, one
That'd
down.
Be a good one.
One down. I'm going to give you another 20 more questions like that until we actually get your phone. I'm bullshitting.
Have you already prepped your 3 rounds already for the opponent? You're good with your 3 rounds?
I got my shit, man. This time, too, like, honestly, like, yeah, like Organic was saying, too, a couple months ago, because I don't know, like, I just put out this new music video recently, right, and it's some real fucking personal crazy shit, and I like to make music like that, and I have literally 1,000 verses sitting on for my music shit, and it is hard to focus on music shit when you got battles coming up. It is, because your mind just starts to go in that direction, and anytime you're working on a song, you're like, oh, fuck, man, I should be working on my battle shit, or I might fuck up, or whatever, right? And, like, a couple months ago, I was like, man, I don't know if, like, I'm really feeling how battle rap is right now. It's just the most simplest shit gets reaction. I don't want to dumb down my style. Like, crazy screams and shit isn't in no more. It's just bars. But then, I don't know, all of a sudden it kind of snapped after about 2 weeks that I literally have so many of these modern-day bars that are the most next-level shit that people will just be, like, mind-blown. My shit is completely solid, and I do also plan to chuck some freestyle shit in, too, just because it's, like, it was harder to write for battles before, man, when you actually had to think of, like, a genius conceptual angle and, like, some crazy, you know, unique perspective, where now you can just literally fucking rap about the fucking the toaster for 3 rounds and at the top, you know, like, woo! You know?
No,
because we all got like a guilty. It's just the way that any hip hop head always has a guilty pleasure for that like little clever wordplay shit. We all like it. It's just the way it is. You know what I mean? We are all like that. If you are a hip hop head from fucking day one, right?
Word, fact.
Who's in your top three right now?
Top three best battlers?
Yes. Including yourself.
I did fall off from keeping up to date, but I watched a lot of shit lately, obviously, try to get back in the loop. But Big K is really sick.
Yeah, facts.
Real dope. He's heavy. He's like, you know, he obviously embodies the modern style of just punch, punch, punch. Danny Myers is really fucking crazy. He's like overwhelming. If you weren't like a battle fan, you were like some fucking random person like standing up watching him. I like that shit. I like the shit that you could almost watch a second or third time and still pick up on new shit, right? I always like Howl of Dawn. Some of his last couple things I've seen, like that Joe Budden battle, wasn't very good, obviously. But, I mean, he always comes with, like, some unique shit. Obviously, Pat is my boy, so, like, Pat always kills it, too. I thought that Daylight shit against him was so stupid, by the way. It's mind-blowing to me, man, when I look at YouTube comments. I try not to read YouTube comments anyways, but literally, like, 80% of the comments gonna call him Pat versus Daylight. People think Daylight beat Pat, and I just can't even wrap my head around that. That like makes me think I'm like I'm stupid or something, and I'm not getting this shit because I just can't see it. You know what I mean?
It's fucking weird, man.
And then, Sharon's been killing it too. I give a lot of respect to Sharon, and you know, me and Pat, man, we're brothers. But like, I actually am pretty close with Sharon too, and most people don't know that because I love freestyle. He's the only person I ever met in my life who can stay up for a fucking day freestyling with me, and he is killing shit.
So let me ask you a question, Alain. Who wins, Pat Stay or Sharon, my G? Talk to me. Who's winning that battle?
I think personally, man, it's like this. It is, and I said this to Pat. I literally been on the phone with Pat fucking yesterday saying this. It's like, this is Sharon's battle to win because it's just like the momentum thing. You know what I mean? It's like if you were watching any sport, the guy who sits at the top and the guy who's coming for him, the guy coming for him is always in has the crowd behind him. He has the underdog effect. He has the momentum. He's also hungrier for it. When you're sitting at the top, you just get comfortable. You know what I mean? And it's like, but at the same time, like Pat is, you know, I mean, Pat's Pat, and he's insanely hard to beat. But, like, actually, here's a good question I'll ask you guys. I would like to hear your opinion on this. What do you judge a modern rap battle on? Like, what decides? Like, you know, years ago, Pat would beat Sharon every time, I feel. But now this shit's a little different. Like, do bars, is whoever has the better bars wins the battle now? Like, is that how it is?
I would think it should be that way.
Not at all.
It should be that way, the boss only, but me and Tim have been doing the show for how long, and you talk to fans, and you talk to battle rappers, and it seems to me it's more than just bars. Like, for instance, you take a cat like Good Tower, and he's not bar heavy, and we had Hitman Hollow on here, and Timbo told Hitman Hollow the same thing, it's that it factor. Sometimes I disagree with that, but I get it, though. It should be
That's right, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? It should be bars, but it's a performance factor, it's the cadence, and Timbo said it's an it factor. Now all that shit plays in a pot. I'm not from that era, but this is where I see bad rap has been going for the last couple of years, fellas. You know what I mean? So,
what do you think, Timbo? As far as judging a battle, honestly, man, whichever one, it's hard. Everyone judges differently. You know what I'm saying? Definitely not just
That's
bars.
Right.
I mean, if we're being honest about it, I'm going to look for a Hitman battle over a QP Suns battle every fucking day of the week.
That's for sure.
No question, QP can really write, but I mean, it's just like we said before, man. It's the it factor. Whichever one, I mean, gets me, you know, gives me that battle feeling. Hollahan, you should know too, and Dre also. There's very few battles these days that give me that battle feeling. Like I used to have back in the day. Like, damn, I can't wait for this to happen. And I'm super hyped that this drop. Very few of those, I feel that, to be totally honest with you. I haven't felt that in a long time. But whichever one gives me more of that feel, man, it could be bars. It could be the way they say something. It could be something really simple. Right. But it's how they say it. I mean, you know, we use Hitman as an example also. When he was like, the contract said I can't hit this dude. Not you, and then you know what I'm saying. Like that's dope.
Yeah.
In the middle of a battle,
that's
fucking
shit.
Tight, so.
Yeah, man.
No,
that's a good point. That's a good point, and I agree with that too, man. It's like, and you know what? And I get pretty fucking opinionated on this shit, but it's like, you know, battles in a pit and battles on a stage. It's like battles used to be battles, and it's like for example, me and Cortez, it's me versus Cortez. Me versus Clips on a stage isn't really me versus Clips. It's me and Clips performing together for an audience.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like it's lost that intensity where it almost like people like Disaster and shit, for example, he looks stupid on stage now. It's like, man, chill the fuck out. Like, we all know you and this guy are buddies. Why are you fucking – like, people don't feel connected. Like, it doesn't trigger those things in your brain. Like, back in the day, like, it almost felt like – your brain's telling you you're watching a fight. Like, this is intense. Like, holy fuck, this is crazy. Now it's just like, well, this is just two buddies that are just, like, spitting some silly punchlines and slapping hands through it and, like, fucking whatever. You know what I mean? So it's like, but I agree, when you're judging a battle, it is a lot more than just bars, but it's like, you know, it's everything. It is everything. Judging battles is almost stupid anyways, though, these days. You know what I mean? Just because it is, like, purely personal preference, right?
There's a trillion ways to judge a battle. It's crazy. Every person is different, man. There would be no, like, same outcome of how someone does the battle. I want to get your opinion on one battle, though, now that we're speaking about it. What did you think about that compliment battle between Pat Stay and Rome?
Well, personally, here's a funny point about that, and I said this to Pat too. Like, I've had like literally G's from Scotia hit me up, like, man, I can't fuck with Pat no more. You know what I mean? Because it's like,
damn,
he was going on for a while. Because you got to think, man, like you know, homies in the streets that don't really follow battle rap, but they just watch the couple local cats they support. They believe you like to the fullest. They don't want to all of a sudden be like, wait a minute, Peste didn't want to battle Sharon because he said it was bad for his look. But now he's battling another guy named Roan, who's pretty much the same, but he's like saying he wants to suck his dick and shit. So how do so which is real? Is it, are you just playing a character in every single battle that you do? Oh, this one you be mean. This one you be happy. This one you be buddies. This one you talk about fucking spaceships. It's just like, is it just a concept shit, or are you actually a G, or are you a faggot in this one? It's just like, you know what I mean? So I think Copland battles are funny, obviously. Like, you know, they're a laugh, haha shit, but they're like, I don't know, they're goofy at the same time. I think it's terrible for, like, your fucking street fucking cred and shit, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You would never, ever see a smack battler getting up there and doing a fucking compliment battle in a billion years, right? Like, that shit would destroy your image in a way. Like, to them, you know how, like, homophobic and shit smack guys are about so many shit. If you did a compliment battle once, like, your Twitter would fucking go down to zero followers.
It would be over.
My man, even seeing Pat in that, like, to me, because I'm used to Pat Smith and aggression and shit. I see him do that. I can see Roan doing that a little bit. But to see Pat in that light was kind of weird. But it was funny also.
It was funny.
In a way.
But it is weird, right? It is weird. Like, it almost, like, it's just weird. Exactly. That's really the only word for it. It's, like, out of place. It's like, what am I watching? Like, you see the comments there. Like, wait, I'm so confused. Because they just see a new past day battle. They click it, make it full screen. They're like, what the fuck am I watching?
It was super weird. What do you have coming up after Blackout, man? Are you taking, you know, you are in heavy into your music? Are you gonna cut down on the battles you've taken, or is there something in the works?
Well,
this
is my plan. This is my plan right now. Actually, just tonight, man, straight up, I'm going to do, like, I'm gonna start putting out these, like, verse drop. Like, you know, man, I did Lost Love and Addiction before, and this other one, it's all behind me and shit. Like, I want to start doing, like, different backdrops or whatever, but, like, every 2 weeks put out, like, a new verse drop episode. I don't know what to name it yet. Like, you know how Hobson does the Ill Mind of Hobson. I was thinking for a second I'd do the Ill Mind of Holohan, because people type Ill Mind of H-O, and then maybe I'd pop up. But that's some sucker shit. Like, you know, I wouldn't really do that. So I need to think of a name. But it's a good way to get YouTube subscribers when you episode your shit, like, one, two, because then they know to come back. Like, otherwise, you know how hard it is, obviously, you get subscribers. I don't subscribe to fucking nothing, even if I'm told to a billion times. It's just like, you just don't, you know what I mean? Like, but, like, so I'm going to do this verse drop tonight. I'm going to get this out, hopefully, even before I battle, because it's just a one-take thing. Bang, should be able to just get it right out. And then I'm doing my next professional video real soon. And I would definitely like to do another battle again real soon, too, because it's so easy for me to write this type of shit now, man. Like, literally, I already have enough leftover material. I could do a second battle the fucking next day. Like, it's just like, it's crazy, man. Like, years ago, it was like you wanted to see what this guy was going to say to that guy. Now you just want to see, like, I wonder who's going to have the best ratchet line. I wonder who's going to have the best fucking, you know, burning the fucking chopper line or whatever. And it's just, it's
the
realism of it.
Who got the most personals,
right?
And shit also? Who got the most personals or whatever now? You know what I mean?
That's right.
Crazy.
But I definitely want to stay more active, though, man. When I don't stay active, it's easy for my life to just kind of, like, all of a sudden, fucking another year goes by, and I'm just like, what the fuck have I been doing, man? And, like, nothing's happened. You don't do nothing, and you just, like, fuck off somewhere, right? And, like, I just got to stop doing that.
Well, man, Blackout 5 this weekend, Saturday. Can you tell us what day you're battling on? You know, we know there's 2 days.
I'm battling, I will tell you. I'm battling day one.
Day one. All right, so you're going to be battling day one on Saturday. Blackout 5, Toronto, OVO, King of the Dot, Holohan verse. Hopefully T-Rex. But, yeah, man, Holohan versus the unnamed opponent. It's going to be dope, bro.
Straight up.
No, it's
well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. No,
you're
no, anytime, man. Sorry, it was so hard to get a hold of me. I'm fucking all over the place sometimes, man. So,
my
bad. Before you go, brother, can you give us a drop to say shout-out to PSK Radio, man?
Say what? Say it again?
Can you give us a drop to say shout-out to
PSK Radio? Fuck, man, it's cutting out too bad. Hold on, let me put the speaker. So, yeah, one more time. I'm just in a weird area of town.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck. Hold on, man. I'm literally taking 1 second. Say that again.
Now I was saying, give us. Can you give us a drop? Just saying, shout out PSA Radio and shit.
PSA.
Yeah, shout
yeah,
out
quick,
PSA
quick
Radio.
Drop,
can you
quick
give us
drop
a
for PSA. Where,
yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me when to go. Go now.
Yeah.
Yo, it's Holohan. Shout outs to PSA Radio, man, fucking doing the thing. And then thanks for having me. It's the realest shit. This is where you go for your battle rap information. Straight up.
You already, man.
Already, man. Holohan. Salute, bro. Good luck this weekend, man.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it, man. I'm gonna do fucking crazy, my word.
Absolutely.
<All right.
laughs> Salute, man. We'll talk after the event.
Respect. All right, boys.
All right, brother.
Peace.
Easy.
Take care.
Word.
Luke Holohan, man, Canada. Tell
word.
Him, bro. T Rex.
You calling it? You calling it now? You might be 2 foot
playing,
two
I'm
because
playing.
I told you, low. You did say hit that and shot on the low. You know what I'm saying? You did bring that up. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. Bro. I don't know. I don't think it is. I don't think it's Rex. Man.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it's Rex.
You gotta put somebody in with Rex, though, don't you?
You have to.
Could it be Pat?
No, Pat Balance Sharon, dog.
Oh, Pat Sharon. What the fuck am I talking about? Pardon me.
Come on, bro.
I still got Sharon 2-1.
Nah, Pat State.
I still got Sharon winning 2-1
there.
I got Sharon winning that 2-1.
Let me tell you something. I watched the, King of the Dodgers drop, like, the little, message from Pat State to Sharon and then the Sharon to Pat State. Bro, let me tell you something. Pat State 2-1, clear win. And the chain will obviously stay in Canada, but it'll stay with Pat State. Clear win.
We'll see, Timbo. We'll see. Don't sleep on Sharon, my G.
Here you go.
Don't, man. For real.
Yep.
Waiting for the next guest here, man.
Yes, sir. Ooh, trifecta tonight, yo. Come on.
Yeah, PSA been lit. It's been lit all day. You know what I mean?
Look out for what's going to be dropping. Hopefully by tonight. We're going to try by tonight. If not, definitely first thing in the morning. Trust me when I say this. Definitely.
Well, let's
first
try tonight,
thing in the
though.
Morning.
We got to drop the first one.
We're
going to
try.
That first
we're
one.
We're
going
to try tonight.
I already
want to
talk about that first one.
I mean, this is going to be kind of like starting the weekend off with a fucking bang.
Start with a bang and shit.
You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be crazy, yo. Trust that. Yeah, we're going to have a lot. We're going to have a lot to drop here.
Anybody on?
Oh, man.
Before I get that call on?
Before we get the guests on? Yeah, let's get a call in here real quick, man. Let's get 414-241. You on? 414? Listen, I feel it. 912-332.
Mobile, PC, all the consoles. And
just listening?
Okay.
Sound like somebody was listening, man, in class. Mm-hmm. We fuck with all the people that go to school, by the way, man.
Yeah, shout out to the people going to school.
That's what it is. That's what it is, yeah. I'm going to try to hit up this guest real quick.
Yeah.
Let's see.
See what it is. Finish the night with a banger right quick.
I know, man. It's been a crazy. About to go 5 for 5 with this last guest, man. Shooting 100%. Now, Dre, I wanted to ask you about about your top 5 pen games. You know, Hitman mentioned it about the pen games. What did you think about, who were your top 5 pen game?
Top 5 pen game. Lux, Chilla, Daylight, Newborn, Honorable Mention, Lotta Z. I think these niggas' pen game is sick. Like, you know what's funny? Hitman Otto is just on us, and like people say he's not bar heavy. I like the shit Hitman be saying, but I guess when you think about pen game, I guess you think about intricate bars. far as I got to think, like, make you think when I'm thinking about pen game and shit. Can we think about, that's the era I'm from, the pen, you know what I mean? When it comes to the pen game and shit. I think daylight is very intricate. I think Chilla Jones, I've always said this, I would like to take an hour to read his composition book myself and just read the shit that he's writing and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lux, too. I got to throw a little Lux in there. You know what I mean? What about you, man? Who's your top five?
Man, my top five for pen game? Oh, shit. This is tough. Man, you know what, bro? I think pen game, like what it means to certain people is different, man. I'm definitely putting Chilla up there number one at pen game, actually, over Lux, to be honest with you. I'm putting Chilla over Lux. I'm putting Daylight second. I'm putting Lux third. I'm gonna put Big K number four, because believe it or not,
that word.
You gotta have a sick pen game to come out with bars that he has.
Yeah, Big K is nasty, B.
Yeah, I've got to say that's number four right there. Number five. Number five.
It's so hard to think because a lot of cats got a nice pen game. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say.
Yeah.
I go back to, you know what I'm saying, when you think about pen game, it's Nick Katz that writes some ill, crazy shit. And there's a lot of dudes. I don't think you'd be wrong who you pick. I just think those brothers, I don't know, who's your five, though?
I got to say, Magic, man. Magic.
Oh, boy. I'm not surprised you put it Magic.
Man, here you go.
I'm not shocked,
bro.
Nah, I'm not shocked to put Magic in a five at all, man. That ass.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Come on, that's a mean star five for pen game right there, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's a mean star five of the pen game. I mean, I guess, like we say, you know, I think the definition of pen game is different for everybody. You know, some people might not like the scheme pen game. They might like the punchline pen game.
Right.
So they might not have Chilla in the top five or number one, you know what I'm saying? So I think it could differ. For each person and shit, so I don't know, man. I think it's all different, man. I wish this guest would call up, man.
Yeah, man. We'll call it a night.
Yeah, I think
we did our due diligence for the day.
We did our due, and you fans are gonna fucking see, man. We got an hour interview with Hitman Holler. Anybody else that can say they got that can fucking come forward and speak now or forever hold the peace. Real shit, that is not done. This man does very few interviews. We fuck with him heavy over here. He fucks with us heavy. And you know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck we do. This is PSA Radio. Them Sigma boys is back. I'm here with my partner, my brother. You already know what the fuck it is, man. This is Three Letterman Dre. What's good? Take us out, bro.
Man, y'all already know what it is, man. Just wait for the segments, man. That's all I'm saying, man. Wait for the segments, man. Y'all already know.
Uh-oh. All right, that's crazy, yo. Salute. We out.